If you like scary stories, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Maniac on the Loose Scary Stories Podcast. Sit back and relax. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times, and enjoy the ride. Nasty. Club Fun is the name of a sex fetish club not too far from where I reside. It's one of the most renowned establishments of its kind. People come from all over the world to experience it. I'm a regular. I'm a single successful attorney, and I have what most people would consider rather eccentric sexual interests. I like to experiment. What does one know what they truly enjoy if one doesn't explore? Trial and error. The structure that houses Club Fun was clearly once a school. By the pastel yellow, pink, and blue lines painted on the walls, I would conclude it was an elementary school back in its day. The layout of the building works well for a sex fetish club. There are long hallways. Parts are darkened while others are extravagantly lit. The lighting gives a hint as to how extreme each area of the club may be. The myriad of old classrooms are now private rooms, each dedicated to a specific fetish or atmosphere. The exterior of the doors sometimes make it clear as to what lies on the other side. But sometimes you only get a hint or no indication at all, leaving one to decide whether or not to risk entering. Any fetish you can imagine is represented within Club Fun. Sadomasochism, costumes, group sex, bondage, partner swapping, anal, humiliation, oil parties, adults who like to dress up like babies, golden showers, hot wax, pregnant sex, electro-stimulation, just to name a few of the room's themes. There's a hallway that is full of glory holes. Another corridor is lined with toilets for people to use while others watch. And of course, every aspect of Club Fun is a parade of exhibitionism and voyeurism. Some of the rooms are dangerous. I was once warned never to enter the snake room. The exterior of the door simply reads, which appears to be written in dry blood. Most people don't leave that room alive, and that's not the only area of Club Fun where lives are taken. Club Fun is not for the faint of heart. It was a Saturday night, Club Fun's most popular night of the week. I was wearing tight leather pants that highlighted my impressive bulge, and a white tank top with bold letters that read, "Sit on my face and wiggle." I was in an adventurous mood that night and wanted to try something new. That's when I came across a room with the word "nasty" written across the front of it in messy black magic marker. I entered. At first glance, the nasty room had the appearance of a neighborhood pub. A long, antique wooden bar took up an entire wall. An ornate mirror behind the bar sat behind an impressive selection of spirits. An assortment of neon beer lights decorated the place and cast a cozy yellowish-blue glow over the room. The ratio of men to women in the nasty room was roughly equal, and the attire ranged widely. People in flannel shirts, leather outfits, a variety of costumes, and nothing at all intermingled throughout. There was a TV in the corner of the bar. While most neighborhood pubs might be airing various sports activities, this TV was showing a porno featuring clowns. I was strolling toward the bar getting ready to get a shot of bourbon when a silver-haired elderly man with no shirt, a bow tie, and a surprisingly fit physique hopped up on a pool table and waved a red towel in the air while he screamed out, "Oral exam!" The room instantly began to buzz as the man continued yelling, "Who dares take the oral exam?" Before I knew it, a voluptuous woman in a black bra, red miniskirt, and wearing a half cat mask grabbed me by the hand and led me to the middle of the room. She spoke loudly to be heard over the buzz of the crowd.
"We can do this."
I had no idea what the oral exam was, but I was happy to be at the mercy of the sensual catwoman before me. The people in the room all formed a circle and began chanting, "Oral exam! Oral exam! Oral exam!" There were four other male-female couples that joined the catwoman and me. Each couple stood hand in hand as the shirtless older man placed us all in a line. Once we were in position, the crowd in the nasty room burst out in applause and cheers. When the room quieted down, the bow-tied man explained the rules, and I found out exactly what I had gotten myself into. "Entry into the oral exam is $200 per couple." The man went down the line and accepted the cash from each of us while he continued, "Each woman will perform orally on their male partner. The first couple to achieve orgasm will get their money back. The last couple to reach orgasm wins $800. The second, third, and fourth place finishers will be punished. The severity of the punishment will increase the closer you get to winning. Now, ladies and gentlemen, prepare." The crowd cheered on as the women removed the males' members and readied them near their mouths. "And now, let the oral exam begin." The crowd was quite unruly as all five women began the act of oral sex on their partners. I looked down at the line of other participants. The female members were all working diligently to receive the consolation prize of first orgasm. I peered down at the catwoman who was bobbing her head slowly and taking her time. She was in this to win it. It couldn't have been more than a minute when the man next to me let out a loud, feminine squeal. The bow-tied man rushed over and checked for confirmation. "We have official ejaculation!" The audience applauded and the man gave the couple their consolation prize. There were four couples left and the bow-tied man made an announcement. "The next couple to achieve orgasm will be whipped!" The bow-tied man held up the whip that would be used for the punishment. It was a leather flogger whip tipped with silver claws. "Women, you must continue at an acceptable pace, or you will be disqualified." I looked down at the catwoman who was staring up at me, communicating to me with her gaze. She wanted to know if I was going to be able to last. I winked and gave her a grin. Over the years, I have had many a woman tell me that I last too long and they get sore. Catwoman had no idea that she picked a solid partner, in more ways than one. A few more moments passed when I heard the man at the farthest end of the line start shouting, "Oh no! No! Oh damn it! Damn it!" The bow-tied man giggled as he dashed to the couple to confirm. "Ejaculation has occurred! The couple must be punished!" As the man and woman were led away, the bow-tied man addressed the final three couples. "You must continue performing as the punishments are dished out." I watched on as the man and woman were pressed against a wall and were stripped naked. A husky, shirtless man in an executioner's mask stepped forward with the whip and began lashing both contestants. The punishment was brutal. Both were screaming out in agony as the metal-tipped whips slashed over their backs, buttocks, and back thighs. Occasionally, the claw attachments would get stuck in their skin, and a wad of flesh would go flying across the room as the executioner ripped the whip clear. If that was the most minor of punishments, I didn't want to know what was next, but the bow-tied man announced it anyway. "The next punishment will be the branding iron." This was serious. I looked down at the Catwoman, who was gawking up at me, hoping for more confirmation. I nodded less confidently, and I could see the worry in her eyes. The Catwoman was moving in a slow, rhythmic motion and was trying her best not to get her tongue involved, but damn, it was good. Too good. Faster, go faster. She did as instructed, and this helped. I wasn't sure how much longer I could hold out, though. I looked over at the man standing closest to me. He was wearing a cowboy hat and a flannel shirt with cut-off sleeves. His eyes were closed tight and he was gritting his teeth. He was close, but he was fighting it hard. When he started releasing slight moans of ecstasy, his companion began slapping his ass emphatically in hopes of ending his arousal. Fortunately for me, it had the opposite effect. "No, don't slap my ass! It turns me on even more!" His last word hadn't completely exited his mouth before he climaxed. The bow-tied man confirmed as such. I watched on in horror as I witnessed the punishment. The executioner withdrew a large branding iron from a forge of lava-like coals. He pressed the red-hot iron against the woman's upper back. She screeched out in pain before passing out. The executioner pulled the hot metal from the woman's back, stringing strands of flesh along with it. The brand on the woman's back simply said, "Nasty." The man with the cowboy hat stood bravely as he waited his turn. Honestly, I probably would have run out of the room. I was impressed. He faced his punishment with anger. "Come on, let's get to it." The executioner obliged. Even the tough cowboy couldn't help but let out a holler of pain as the flaming iron seared into his flesh. Now we were down to two couples. The bow-tied man stepped forth and announced the next and final punishment. "Death!"
What? Wait, did you say death?
My panicked question got a roaring laugh from the crowd. I looked over at the man next to me. He was a bald, heavily ripped, muscular man. He was dripping in nervous sweat. His flaxen-haired partner's mouth was gliding up and down his shaft in a herky-jerky motion in an attempt to make the oral administration less enjoyable. But it didn't seem to be working as the muscular man cried out instructions to her.
"Use your teeth. Bite down. Hurt me."
The Catwoman looked up at me to confirm whether or not I wanted her to implement the same strategy. I shook my head quickly. "No, don't use your teeth. I'm into that." She nodded and continued at the rapid pace she had been using. Her lips were swollen. Her jaw must have been aching, if not numb by this point. And the pleasure she was applying was out of this world. The Catwoman was doing all she could. Whether we lived or died was now all up to me. I closed my eyes and tried to focus my mind elsewhere. I started thinking about football, and then baseball, and then tennis. Those sexy women in those short skirts. No! I switched up and began flooding my mind with inanimate objects like brick walls, picture frames, doorknobs. Speaking of knobs, mine was getting polished right now. No, stop! I thought of my grandparents, moldy bread, cold spaghetti, and cockroaches crawling over my face. I started doing my taxes in my mind. I thought about the time I cut my hand and it got horribly infected and green, creamy pus oozed from the wound. Decaying, rancid teeth, third-degree burns, the smell of rotten eggs, Marty Feldman's eyes, hairless cats! I opened my eyes when I heard the muscular man cry out, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. The bow-tied man confirmed the climax as the flaxen-haired vixen cursed her muscular partner. I observed as the losing couple was led to a beheading table. They were both forced down, stomach first, and strapped in. Their heads dangled over the edge of the contraption. The executioner raised his mighty sword into the air, and as he brought it down, lopping both of their heads off simultaneously, I arrived. It was exhilarating. The Catwoman stood up, wiped off her mouth, gave me a grin and a kiss on the cheek before she was hoisted up in the air in celebration. I too was lifted into the air and carried around the room by an animated crowd as they hooted and hollered in delight. Later that night, while I sat at the bar sipping a glass of bourbon and counting my half of the winnings, the Catwoman sat down next to me. She was rubbing her bruised knees and held a cold glass of water against her puffy lips. She smirked seductively as she asked me a question.
What do you say? Want to defend our title next week?
I didn't hesitate to answer. You're damn right I do.
We hope you enjoyed the show. We're dying for you to come back for more.
Visit maniacontheloose.com. Sign up for our newsletter, and I'll give you some free stuff. We'll see you soon. Very soon.